We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They say we got no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Hi, how are you? My name is Tom Owenboy, and welcome back to my fifth episode. And I'm so happy that you munchkins are here to join me. Hey, munchkins, okay. Yeah, and I'm happy that you munchkins are here to join me and listen to what I have to tell you today, because today it's about to get very, very interesting. It is a very interesting topic. So yeah, I hope you have fun. And I also want to say thank you, as I usually start my podcast. Thank you so much for the positivity and the energy that I'm getting so much. It's so grateful, and I'm so grateful. I'm so happy, actually. Yeah, and I'm so, you know, Yanni, I feel touched, Mazi. I am so happy. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that we shall continue growing as a family, and through this journey, we shall continue growing and becoming bigger and better and more. Yes. So welcome back. Yay. So today's topic, today's topic has a disclaimer. So disclaimer is, I am not a professional relationship advisor. I am not a professional relationship, consultant. I am not a relationship guru. So this is just my point of view, and you are open to have a discussion. And you are open to tell me what you think is wrong and what you think is right. So this is what I have for you guys today. So, first of all, today I'm just going to talk about basically relationships. And relationships, I don't mean like relationships like between boy and girl. No, I mean relationships between... Yani, mom and dad, you know, Yani, and you and your best friend, you and your friend, you and your siblings, you and maybe your boyfriend, you and maybe your girlfriend, however you want to take it, as long as it's a relationship and as long as it has a bond, I think this is very important for you guys. So, for real, though, relationships are... I'm not very good at relationships or relationship advice. I'm just saying what my mind. And, you know, as I usually say, I'm open to any criticism. I'm open to any, anyone telling me, no, it's not like that. It's actually supposed to be like this. I'm open to any opinions, any ideas. You can just go to my Instagram at TalmoWenBoy, and from there we will have a discussion of what you think is really important for me to see and what you think was not right for me to see. So, recently I asked on my Instagram page whether in relationships, yeah? Once, okay. This is based on a boyfriend, girlfriend type of relationship. If you're a keeper or a sweeper. Now, when I say a keeper or a sweeper, this means on social media. Like, a keeper is one of those people where, you know, you have so many pictures of you and him or you and her, so many of them. Like, even if you break up, you don't even care if they stay there, or, you know, you don't care, you don't even remove them, they just stay there. That's a keeper. And a sweeper is one of those people where, you know, you took so many pictures of the both of you together, and then immediately you guys break up. The way those pictures go down that social media, it's like they weren't even there. You know, that's what a sweeper means. You delete all the pictures. Zolke, kabisa, kabisa, kabisa. Aka, aka za 10 years ago, it was the Knicks too. So that's the difference between a keeper and a sweeper. Even the comments, even the Knicks, the comments, but they don't anything to do with this person. Even the Knicks, the DMs, everything. Killer, Yanni, everything. There is no trace of that person in your life. That's a sweeper. Now, for me, I do not know if I am a keeper or a... Okay. Let's not talk about me here, because when I talk about me right now, some people here will start telling me, oh, so what's this you are saying? And they know themselves very well as they listen to this podcast. So, but anyway, I think, first of all, I think being a sweeper has its advantages and its disadvantages, and being a keeper has its advantages and its disadvantages. I don't know the advantages, but we'll, you know, as we keep on going, we'll find the disadvantages, the advantages. So being a sweeper, first of all, has its advantages. Because, first of all, when you be a sweeper, that's how you deal with heartbreak, okay? If you, both of you, actually in love, that's how you deal with heartbreak. You delete everything. But you do realize that once you delete everything, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're healing. It means that, you know, it can mean you're healing, but it can also mean that you're just, you know, you're still in the denial stage. And you don't see anything of his. And that's understandable. I mean, I understand that. And then it's disadvantages is that when you become a sweeper, the other person won't be able to realize, what is it called? If your feelings for them were true. You know, for me to just delete you out of my life through social media and act like things even exist, you know, I believe that if someone would do the same for towards me, I don't think I believe that was actually a relationship. If I'm the one who did something wrong, then I understand. But if it was mutual, let's just break up, you know. I don't understand why you should do that all of a sudden, you know, just, Lenny, what I mean is that we break up now, and then now you go on your Instagram and delete all your photos of the both of us together, or me alone, and delete all of them. For me, I think that, hey, you know, does this person even have any feelings for me as an individual, for me as a person, for me as a part of her life? So yeah, now I'm just giving a brief of what was happening last. I think it was on Monday. So now, and then a keeper has its advantages and its disadvantages. When you become a keeper, its advantages is that you get to understand, you know, that relationship is past social media. Your relationships are past social media, and you get to realize that, you know, this person is actually substantial in my life, and that's how you start accepting that whatever has happened has indeed happened. As I say, disclaimer: I am not a relationship guru, so I would not. If you have different thoughts from what I am saying, it's fine. I am open to in the discussion. And then being a keeper has its disadvantages, because it also shows that you have not accepted the terms that you people broke up, depending on how you guys broke up. If it's mutual, I would understand why you'd be a keeper. If maybe you're the one who cheated, or the significant other is the one who cheated, then it just shows that you've not come to accept the terms of the breakup, and you've not come to accept that this is what has actually happened, and this is what is the fact, and this is what is actually happening in my life. So you decide who you want to be. If you're a keeper, if you're a sweeper, you can just go to my Instagram, DM me, and, you know, we can start up a conversation about being a keeper and a sweeper, and maybe I'm actually do an actual episode of keepers and sweepers. So, yeah, I hope that is that. So, basically, today's topic is on relationships, and why I wanted to have this topic on relationships is so that you can form a basis of knowing relationships and what it entails, or rather, what you need to start a relationship. Okay, so I'm one of those people where I believe that for you to start a relationship, or for you to have a relationship, and I think it's any type of relationship, from situationship to friendship to, you know, any type of relationship. And I think the important thing for me is that I have realized you need to have two qualities before you start three qualities before you start a relationship. And this qualities for me are very important, and I think it's high time everyone implements these qualities in their lives before they start any relationship, or so that they can be able to build on their relationships. So the first one is self-love, and this is because, let me tell you something, yeah? Hakuna mtu atakupenda more than you love yourself, and that is a fact, you know. If you don't love yourself, and that's why people say, hey, Mazi, tell me, you're cocky. I'm not cocky, I'm just one of those people. I came to realize that self-love is very important. In the later stages of my life, when I started realizing that, hey, Kumbe, there's an importance of this, and there's an importance of that, and I'm so lucky to have these people in my life. And that's why I'm saying, you know, you can be cocky, but you still have self-love, because, let me tell you something, once you love yourself, once you realize that you love yourself, nobody in this world is going to make you feel any less lovable. Nobody in this world is going to make you feel like you need some acceptance of love from other people so that you can love yourself. You need to start loving yourself. Love yourself for everything that you do, everything that you don't do, every flaw that you have, every achievement that you've made, every disappointment that you've made to yourself, love it all, you know? And once you love yourself, you see the world on another perspective, on another view, and you come to realize, wow, come on, this is how the world goes, you know? Once you love yourself, you come to realize, eh, Kumbe, this is how people do it outside here, you know. Once you come to love yourself, you come to realize that, hey, this relationship is toxic for my love, for the self-love that I have for myself. Because once you love yourself, you won't let anyone tell you, oh, what's wrong with you, you always do this wrong, once you have self-love, every negativity that comes your way, you put it aside and you're like, you know what? The positive thing is that I still love myself, and you're not going to make me love myself less. So yeah, you love yourself, you need to learn to love yourself first so that other people can learn to accept you for who you are. And, you know, I don't know, self-love is very, very important for me also, because I was not one of those relationship type of people until I came to realize that I need to love myself first so that I can allow others to understand me, and I can allow others to love me, and I can also allow, you know, and I can also see where a relationship is toxic. I can also see where a relationship is non-beneficial to myself as a human being, whether it is financially, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually. I will be able to realize that, you know. So you need to have self-love so that you can grow every other relationship that comes from it, you know. And it's very important, like, to have self-love, because, and as I say, ain't nobody gonna love you more than you love yourself. So yes, that is it. That is the first one, and now we go to the second one, which is self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is basically like self-love, but acceptance. Yes, self-acceptance is like self-love, but it's more of you get to accept everything. You get to accept your flaws. You get to accept, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. And for you to have self-love, you should start by self-acceptance. I think Nigerians are self-acceptance, so you can understand self-love. But, you know, you're like geniuses up in here, you know. And I know you can understand what I'm saying. So self-acceptance, you need to accept yourself. You need to say, hey, Mazi, this is, if anger is my, anger is my problem, you know, I talk too much, you know, or I, you know, nikona udaku mingi, nikona, you know, you need to accept yourself. And then once you accept yourself, you love yourself, you know. For example, if I'm someone who usually gets, I'm hot-tempered, you know? I'll be like, ew, I'm hot-tempered. But I love myself for that because, you know what? It's me, you know? That's who I am. You know, if someone asks, oh, who's Thelma? You'll be like, oh, Thelma is a hot-tempered girl, you know? And that's the whole thing. That's how it is up in this house. So, yeah, you need to accept yourself for who you are. Nobody's going to accept you for who you're not. You know, you need to learn to accept yourself and say, this is who I am, this, and I accept it, or this are my flaws, or this are my problems, or this is what I have done, and this, and I know I'm disappointed a lot, but this is what I have done, and this is who I am, and I'm happy to be who I am. And it's very nice that I get to accept myself. And you, Yanni, when you accept yourself, you will realize that you're not the one with the flaws. And you'll realize that even if someone says, you know, this is your problem, you'll realize, by the way, as in, you won't be angry or you won't be quick to judge. You'll come to accept and be like, but there, that's who I am, you know. And you need to know yourself. For you to accept yourself, you need to know yourself. You're like a book. You need to find out every single small detail so that it can help you change and can help you improve who you are. And that's very important for yourself. And this is because once you study, it's like, remember in high school, used to have psych books, and in psych books, you used to be able to understand the little details, like the paradox and everything. You used to understand, you used to find out the little details in that book, so that you can be able to understand the whole book, you know. And for example, you used to, like, you'd see, oh, so when he said this, this is what he meant. That little detail in that book helps you understand the whole book. You know, it's just the same way, you're like a book. You need to understand yourself, you need to know the small little details in yourself so that you can understand yourself better. And once you understand yourself better, that is acceptance. Because you're starting to accept that, you know, this is what I am, and this is who I am, and this is what I'm capable of doing, and this is what I'm not capable of doing. And that is how you understand yourself. And once you understand yourself, you've already accepted yourself. Once you accept yourself, you love yourself for who you are. Yes, you love yourself for every flaw that you have, every scar that you have, every advantage and disadvantage that you have on yourself, on other people. That's really important for you to grow and to develop and to mature. Maturity is about self-love and self-acceptance. For me, that is what I think maturity is about. I think maturity is about self-love and self-acceptance. And also one more thing. And once you know, once you have that mental thinking of maturity, mental maturity, and I'm not meaning physical maturity, but mental maturity, That is when you realize that you're capable of handling relationship issues, because relationships are basically about you being happy and the person and the significance other, be it your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friend, your friends. It's about them being happy and you being happy too. So yeah, relationship is a two-way thing. It's like respect, you know. Yeah, so the last quality that I think you should have is assertiveness. Now, why assertiveness? I know that's a question. Assertiveness, okay, first of all, what is assertiveness? Assertiveness is being able to stand up and say no or yes, and having a firm stand, holding a firm ground on what you're saying. For example, I can be like, if I have a friend who wants me to steal, and I'm like, no, I don't want to steal. And then, you know, that's how, once you become assertive and you see this person's reaction, you'll be able to realize, yo, this is not the type of friendship that I want to be in. This is a very toxic relationship. This is a very toxic friendship. You know, you need to learn to be assertive to yourself, first of all. And how does it start from within? For example, if you know you're not just doing some things, and you know, if you just know I'm not this type of people who do such things, and you affirm to yourself like, you know, that's not me. And even if you're in a group of people and they tell you want this, you're like, no, I don't want it, and then you're like, no, that's being assertive. Or if someone, for example, sometimes you can have a group discussion maybe in school, yeah. So, and then someone says something. I'm not saying, apana, Silvio. No, I'm just saying, you listen to what the other person is saying, but also have your own view. And if that person says, okay, for me, I think that is wrong, just try and understand them, but also be assertive to what you think is right. Okay. For example, yeah, you know, because once you enter a relationship, this is a place where you have to make decisions through and with someone. You get what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that if... I don't know how to explain that statement, but you have to get to make decisions through and with someone, because that is what a relationship is about. You can't just make decisions for yourself and the other person is not in agreement. And that's why you need to be assertive, because if the other person makes a decision and you're not in agreement with it, you need to tell them, yo, this is what I think, and this is what, for me, this is what I believe, and I don't think that's right, or I don't think that's wrong, but I also think that you should take this approach from this other direction. You know, once you have, you're so attractive, you will be able to know what you want and what you need for yourself. Yes, and that is why you need to be assertive. So once you, like, even if you come and sit down and you think about these three qualities that you need to start a relationship, trust me, to be honest, you will find yourself being able to exit a toxic relationship. You'll find yourself being able to say, you know what, no, I'm going to, this relationship is just not working out for me. You'll be able to find out, you'll be able to realize your true friends, or you'll be able to realize who to keep off and who not to keep off from. That's a very important thing that I think people should realize. And I think for me, I eventually learned this last year, at some point in last year. And then, you know, from last year, I've come to realize that all the relationships that I've been with my sister, with my siblings, with my friends, you know, all this, and with other people in my life too, all this those relationships have become stronger, and they have become more built on other things. They have become very influential for myself, and they've helped me grow in different ways that I never thought I would grow. and they've been very important. I mean, yani, now there's a consistency being like, hey, I'm in this relationship and I feel like every day I wake up to the same person but a new thought to life, you know. And that's basically what it is. Once you have self-acceptance, self-love, and assertiveness, trust me, all relationships will come your way. Yeah. You're going to be feeling like a renewed person every single morning you wake up and you see that person, or every single morning you wake up and you realize that person, or you talk to that person, you're going to be like, and I'm so happy about the decision that I make, because you won't have made the wrong decision. And if you have made the wrong decision, you'll realize it earlier than you were supposed to. You know, not like after 50 people come and tell you, hey, this relationship is toxic. And then, that's when you realize, hey, yeah, this relationship has been toxic my whole life, you know. That is very important. So, yeah. That is all I have for you guys today, and I'm so happy that I was able to talk about this, because as I said, I am not a relationship guru, but I had my own opinions and my own thoughts of what a good relationship should entail, and I'm so happy that I have been able to talk to you guys, and that you guys have been able to give me the platform, I've gotten the platform to talk to you guys and to hear what you guys have to say about everything that I have said, and I am so happy, and you know, I am so glad and blessed, and I hope you're glad and you're blessed, and I hope you understand that it is from my perspective. And you can go to my Instagram at @telmawamboy, and from then we can have a discussion. Just slide in my DM, we can have a discussion of whether you think, you know, what I said is right, or whether you think what I said is true, or whether you have any other thoughts or any other qualities that you think are important, and I shall mention them in the next episode, which I will be doing every Thursday. And I'm so sorry, last Thursday I wasn't able to do an episode, because I mean, I've been swamped. On that weekend we had a few guests, so I couldn't do it on Thursday, but I'm so happy I did it today, and I hope that you have a blessed day, a blessed night. You know, I hope that you had an amazing day, or you had an amazing night, and yeah, I just wish you all the best. So thank you so much for listening to me. You know, like, share, and subscribe to my podcast, and you know, tell a friend, tell their family to listen to me, because I mean, that's how we become a family, and that's how we get to realize that the world is a global village, because we all get to connect through something. So yeah, thank you. As I always say at the end of every podcast, stay healthy, stay positive, listen to positive music, drink water, stay beautiful, and be blessed. Mwah. I love you all so much. Control.